One public school in inner city Detroit is succeeding despite the odds. Almost all of the students are labeled at risk, and many are older than they should be for their grade level. Yet just about everyone does graduate, although it takes a lot of effort from parents, teachers, and the students. Robert Frederick reports.
No one takes graduation for granted at Detroit City High School. Certainly not Principal Sharon Appling.
I no longer see struggling teenagers standing before me. I see greatness.
The school thrives where gangs roam this neighborhood of empty lots and boarded-up buildings. Charlene Peek has been teaching here since the school began in 1990.
We opened for overage students, 16 and in the ninth grade, that had poor attendance. So we started with 88 children, and each teacher, there were six teachers, and we had a pack of paper and pencils, and that was it.
The small school that doesn't have a gym now has over 300 students, taking students also with discipline problems. Peek often addresses concerns about the school's reputation.
We're not bad, Miss Peek. I said, I know that. They said, why do people say don't go to Detroit City High? It's a bad school. I said, well, don't tell anybody. It's the best kept secret in Detroit. It's like going to a prep school. And so a lot of students are they just don't tell their friends. They just come very quietly. So it's a good place to be.
A good place to be because small class sizes of 18 or fewer students means the school is way ahead on its No Child Left Behind goals. Recently, they had a year with 100% proficiency in English, science, and math.
Some people say, oh, you cannot fail at City High. I mean, you really can't because the help is there. You just got to utilize it.
Joshua Hobson is a 10th grader. It's Saturday morning, and he's here working on the computer to complete his science presentation on earthquakes. Sonia Ross is Joshua's science teacher. She's here almost every Saturday, and the school is open two Sundays a month. On the weekends, no pay. It's a labor of love.
Here, we're going to work with you, we're going to work with you, we're going to work with you. We make sure they meet that objective and understand it before we move on. Because we know how important it is if we just move around long, they're going to fail down the line. So we just make sure they understand each objective. And if it would take us a little bit longer to do it, that's why we go out, I guess, 11 months.
Ross explains that it's a team effort. She works hard to get parents involved.
You talk to them, you know, you sit down in these meetings and you discuss with them as if I'm living in your home. I have your kid longer than you. We know what's going on. We don't care what the situation is. We want to solve it.
One problem was students skipping school to care for younger family members. So the school created a preschool and kindergarten. The waiting list is over a year. For Darius Casey, who teaches at another Detroit school, and his wife, Rose Nyan Casey, a probation officer, this was the best place to bring their four-year-old. They came to school on this Saturday to complete registration.
And what's your name?
Zaya.
So you're looking forward to coming here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Touring the school with the Caseys, Principal Appling is finding out how they'll volunteer.
And they take sign language from a different parent. So we do rely on the parents to come in and teach them things.
She speaks both Spanish and French, too.
So we're going to have Rose doing that. And
yeah, we are already.
We'll get you in with soccer.
Parents at school mean students hear a lot more about what it takes to make it after high school. Science teacher Sonia Ross makes a special effort to make sure students constantly get advice, whether they like it or not.
We go through things in life. Things don't happen all the time perfect. You have to be able to say, okay, this is the situation. How am I going to handle it? I can't change what happened, but I can change what's going to happen. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
Every student graduated this year, even though Principal Appling has said again and again that graduation is a solemn and serious occasion. She gives up and joins the celebration, too.
I now pronounce that you are a graduate of Detroit.
Additional factors that make this school successful may include its homogeneity, with 92% of the students qualifying for federal assistance lunch programs. It may also be the last chance mentality of many at-risk students and the zero tolerance of anything gang-related. But whatever it is, there is a nurturing energy here that means everyone gets a hug, including this reporter. For NPR News, I'm Robert Frederick in Detroit.